Yeah, I was not surprised when told of the closing of the art show at the University of Maine in Portland. It was expected, knowing the nature of those in power here in the so-called United States of America. I had hoped that we could have made it to Friday, the September 15th opening, before the hammer fell. Censorship, the denial of free speech, are the norm here in the land of smoke and mirrors, where the large majority of people abdicate their citizenship for consumerism and wallow in the denial as children in the Middle East walk among cluster bombs that literally litter the landscape in Lebanon. Cluster bombs, anti-personnel bombs, made right here in the U.S. of A., made to maim and cripple people, and are scattered among the children beyond the horizon of Sunday afternoon football in the U.S. of A. Most Americans don't know about the manufacture of these horrendous weapons here in America, but they know about first and down and gaining ground on the gridiron. The cruel irony of that is the children who lose their hands and feet will forever be terrorized by the pomp and pageantry that so entertains the American people. The indiscriminate killing of civilians will not get in the way of a good football weekend here in the land of the free and home of the brave. So yes, they will call me a terrorist and deny my freedom of expression because the majority of these good Americans cannot handle the truth. But the whole world is watching. The rest of the world knows who the real terrorists are.